KLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The heat dome hovering over much of the Southwest is just one place climate scientists say you can see the effects of the weather pattern known as El Nino. Global temperatures rising to the hottest on record this week, averaging nearly 63 degrees. The soaring temps also raise the risks for children.
Officials are warning parents not to leave their child unattended in a vehicle for any length of time, even if the car is in the shade with the windows rolled down. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, a car can reach a dangerous temperature in just minutes. And they say a child's internal body temperature rises up to 5 times faster than an adult's. One tip is to place a personal item like a purse or wallet in the back seat as a reminder to look before you lock. Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
The suspect in the mass shooting in Philadelphia charged in the deaths of 5 people on the eve of July 4th celebrations. Police still don't have a motive. This is ABC News. Meta set to launch its new Threads app this week. The platform will look like Twitter, but will also reportedly let users keep their Instagram names and follow the same accounts. It's a direct challenge to Twitter and owner Elon Musk.
Musk has been ruffling feathers since he took over Twitter, changing content moderation policies, charging users to be verified, and more. In an interview with the BBC in April, the enigmatic billionaire admitting his tenure at Twitter hasn't been easy.
Were there many mistakes made along the way? Of course. But, you know, all's well that ends well.
So how does this story end? Well, if it goes like Instagram stories, Meta's Snapchat and TikTok clone, expect Threads to quickly rival Twitter. Meta has the money and the workers, and many would argue the will, to take on this fight.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. Scotland today marking King Charles's coronation 2 months after the lavish ceremony at London's Westminster Abbey. Events included a cathedral service, a gun salute, and a military flyover. Rena Roy, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. One man is injured and 4 men are arrested after a target shooting incident near Elroy Sunday night. The Monroe County Sheriff's Department says a man was shot in the leg and the bullet came from next door. Deputies found 4 people were target shooting without a proper backstop. That allowed stray bullets to travel across a highway and as far as 10 football fields away. The 4 men target shooting each faced 7 felony counts of recklessly endangering safety. Part of the intersection of Skeels Avenue and Mall Drive in Eau Claire is closed today. You should be ready for lane restrictions on the westbound north lane of Skeels Avenue and Mall Drive north of Skeels. Crews are also working on an alley in downtown Eau Claire. It's east of Barstow Street from Main Street to Grand Avenue. The project should be done by the 21st. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
List of all those restaurants at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Wednesday. Matt, Brett, what the hell happened in here, man?
A little remodeling in there, as you can see.
Like, did one of you get married while I was gone? Is that plant real? It can't be real. That can't be a real plant.
Well, that's actually part of your responsibilities. Oh, it actually needs to be watered every half an hour.
No need to worry. My bathroom breaks are now covered. Just we'll have to turn off the camera during that segment here. Wow. This is very nice. Who did all this? If you're watching on the camera, what I've got artwork now. I've got a nightlight in case when it's the middle of the night, I got to go to the bathroom. I got that there.
I thought you were going to say during Stein's segment. We're not going
to.
No,
what happened to the poster? They took down my poster? Who took that?
Where that TV should be coming up next week, so we'll get like your logo.
Oh, the TV is going to be on?
Yeah.
How am I going to do the show if I'm facing backwards from the microphone?
Oh, you're just going to watch TV. Yeah.
Hey, I got the Twins replay on there. I'll just watch that. This is nice. Who did this again?
This was Elizabeth Sullivan of Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth Sundays at 11 a.m. here. No,
okay. Does this make me a sovereign citizen? Hello there. Sorry.
There we go. Yeah, now you're nice and centered on the camera.
Well, but I want to show off this because let's face it. I'm the worst looking thing in the studio now. I mean, it's not even close. What about the garbage can? Oh, there it is. It's over in the other corner. All right, there we go. They really got chummy in here, didn't they? And that's okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, a little upgrades in there, so it's just not a carpeted room with nothing else in there.
I noticed that they basically shrunk the numbers, phone numbers, and all this stuff for the station. They don't realize how bad my far
side. Oh, no, we have a new one in here we're going to put in there. Yeah, that was funny. Laura and I were joking about this. Yeah, no one's going to be able to read that.
It's glaucoma vision. Okay. What's the phone number again? If I do screw it up, I blame it on whoever put the small picture in here, okay? 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Good to be back with you. I, if you have not heard, am the usual host here. I'm wearing my hat. I usually don't wear a hat in here. There I go. Because I get sweaty as it is anyway. That's the reason why I kind of have to do this. But there you go. Nice Twin Cities hat. How about that, huh? I was at the game yesterday.
Yeah. I actually saw a game where they hit.
They actually won. This is the first game in years I went to that they won. That was nice. Although the Royals are in trouble. If Zach Greinke is your he's what, 1-9? Ugh. Anyway. I hope you had a wonderful last 2 weeks, because that's the last time I chatted with you. I took off. I went up north to the cabin, relaxed, did some fishing, did some boating. Went up to Ely one day. Ely's, by the way, is still as cute as ever. When was the last time you got up to Ely, man?
Not in quite some time for me.
Oh, I went up there. The International Wolf Center was good fun. I went over. I got a great walleye sandwich. Holy cow, did I get a good walleye sandwich. And what is it, chocolate mousse up there? Went over to Paragus. I went up the Echo Trail to Ed Shaver Lake. And, you know, if you got to go about 10 miles out of Ely. I mean, there comes a point where you realize you are leaving civilization. And it is pretty sudden. It's all of a sudden like, you know, you're just finishing up your Dairy Queen. And the next thing you know, it's like, well, I guess I am out in the wilderness now. You know, I guess that peanut butter parfait is going to have to tide me over. I was up there. That's a calendar month right there. If you've not seen the picture I posted up online, that's a calendar month in front of this upcoming calendar. It's got to be. It's got to be.
July, you probably have a couple of them you could choose from.
Yeah, there were some good shots I got up there. That was part of it. Just relaxing. I got to see Dr. Joe. Did you see the photos of me and Dr. Joe Eastman, our COVID modeling specialist?
Oh, nice. Got Dr. Joe in person.
He lives over by the Grand Rapids area. And I said, you want to come on over and say hi? And he did. He came over, a week ago Tuesday? A week ago Wednesday. A week ago today. He he stopped on by. We sat, we chatted. It was good to meet him. He had his dog with him, who was just just an adorable dog. And we had a good time. He was there, two Northern Minnesota guys just talking, which was good fun. And yeah, came back. I didn't really get much of a rest. Saturday, I went over and saw Into the Woods over at the Guthrie. Do you ever see that musical? I know that we got the movie with James Corden was the Late Late Show host. He plays the baker in that. Meryl Streep's in that. A bunch of other people. That was what, 2014 or something like that. This is Soderheim's musical from what, the 80s. It's actually pretty good. They do a great staging of it there, and that could be one of the most impressive casts top to bottom I saw. So if you want to go see something fun, the Into the Woods over at the Guthrie is pretty solid. Then I got to go to a Twins game, and I found where they moved the Tony Oliva Cuban pulled pork sandwiches. Have you had them?
I don't think I have. No, I'm trying to think from when
they
I was
used
out there,
to be
no.
up on the fifth level, the concourse there where it's sections 300 and 200 are up there. They used to be up there, and it used to be forever wait. They're now down. I think it's section 114, and it's in the Herbeck Grill, which it's Oliva's place, man. It's got to be Oliva's place. That is the best thing. It's one of the best. It is the best thing I think you can eat out there. And I think it's one of the best things you can eat in the Twin Cities. It's phenomenal. Had that yesterday. I was enjoying that. And it was Dollar Dog Day as well. My son, I think, made the Twins regret that choice. him and his buddy were there at the game. And yeah, they seem to enjoy that Dollar Dog Day. Oh, boy.
Oh, that's what you do when you're in college. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah,
Dollar Dog Night.
They used to do that at weeknight games over at the Metrodome when I was going to college. I mean, that was, it was, what was it? Like a $5 package got you a dog, a drink, and a game. And the outfield, the upper deck outfield. So garbage seats. You couldn't see a damn thing. But for $5, I mean, that was our entertainment, you know. And back then, baseball games went like 4 hours. So nice. It was a good time. I did not do the fireworks. I stayed at home with my dog because obviously fireworks kind of scare them a little bit. But overall, good time. Besides the remodeling here, did you have a nice few weeks here? I mean, Todd Mickelson, thank you very much. Todd, I can't tell you how nice it is to have a guy that fills in that I get my own listeners telling me, Matt, he's fantastic. I love him. Todd, thank you very much for filling in that whole week there that you were in. Anything major happen? You have a good time?
Yeah, good time myself. Yeah, I mostly stayed around here, so had a good fourth and... Yeah, watched fireworks pretty much from my balcony. I could see at least a few of them from a couple of the cities. So,
oh, that's nice. Stayed at home, basically hid in your house. That's good. Yeah. There. Where did you see them firing them off from your balcony?
I thought I saw some maybe from Minnetonka. I can't tell exactly from where, which city they're from. So
I saw something burning off in the distance. I presume it was fireworks. It could have been Ukraine.
Lighter,
I don't know.
Could have been a war. Yeah. Who knows?
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Did you get some barbecuing in?
I didn't barbecue. No. None for me.
None? Well, can you have a grill at your place?
No, I can't at mine.
You can't?
No.
Man, you need to get on the board over there and kind of change that up. I've had my fill of charcoaled food items that are just delicious. I got the kebabs. I did also some nice burgers, too. Oh, that's one of the best parts. Watermelon. Get a little watermelon action. I had a bad watermelon, man.
You had a bad one.
To start my season off, that's not a good omen. A bad watermelon. Yeah. Oh, man. I went and bought another one immediately just to say, okay, this is, and it was better. So
I did,
man. You know me. I'm as advertised.
I'm just going to tough it out and soldier through the.
No, I will. I had the kids eat the bad one.
You just tell them that's the new one. Ooh, you bought.
Boy, who wants seconds? You all are going to, because I'm going to have Dad's special watermelon. Hello. Hello there. I hope you had a wonderful Independence Day holiday, 4th of July week. We got Jeff Stein coming on in here. We're back into normal routine. I don't know if I'm going to be able to deal with how nice this studio is. Was it one of those things when she came in here to redesign it, she just sort of said, oh, what the hell? Is this a chimp house or what? And she decided to clean it up?
I think it was something like that, yes.
I swear to God, I think one of you guys got married. That's what happened here. It's because you've had that guy, right? Where you go over to his house and it's, you know, rock posters and one of his chairs is an actually empty keg, you know, and, you know, he just, all of his shelving is basically milk carts he's stolen from behind the Super America. And basically you put them up against his wall. And all of a sudden, one day you walk in there, it's like, is that an IKEA table? Is this been vacuumed? What the hell happened? There's no mountain of dishes in the sink. Is that what happened here? I mean, I'm good with it. I don't feel nearly as itchy in the studio as I did before. I needed to bring that up with you and HR, but overall, this is very nice.
Yeah.
I'll, during the show here, I will take some time to pan the camera around a little bit. Hopefully, I don't break it, and show you what this looks like for me, because it's almost as nice as my house. I mean, actually, no, my house.
You kind of get the plant in the shot right now, but yeah, there's more to it. Yeah.
All right. Well, if I go over this way, can you see if the
camera falls.
Hello, there you go. How you doing?
I got the lamp in there.
Got a lamp. Got a nightlight. You know, we got six bongs. We're getting ready for August 1st in this studio, and no smoking in the building. Really?
No, smoking in the building.
Really? Gummies. Anyway, we'll take care of that. But let's take a break. We'll take a break right now, a little early. I got to come back. Before I get to Stein, I got to talk about the chaos that was Minneapolis last night. Chaos that wrapped up quite reasonably, actually. More on that in a second. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Kelly Tankey.
And I'm Joe Kirk.
Tune in to AM 950's newest show, Searching for Service, a show designed to help current and future Rotarians find purpose through service.
We are dedicated to sharing stories, experiences, and opportunities for those searching for purpose, value, and meaning.
But more importantly, connection through community. Tune in Sundays at 3 p.m. or anytime via podcasts.
It's time to stop searching and start serving.
Hey, John, I heard you're turning 65 this year. Time to start comparing your Medicare insurance options.
I'm so overwhelmed with all the different Medicare companies and plan designs. I don't even know where to begin.
Really? I worked with CompareYourMedicare.com, and they made my Medicare decisions seem easy.
Huh, really? What do they do?
CompareYourMedicare.com represents several of the top Medicare insurance companies in Minnesota. A local licensed agent will help you compare Medicare plans to determine which products best meet your needs and budget.
Hi, this is Jared with CompareYourMedicare.com. We're a local small business that prides itself in helping our community with their Medicare needs. Medicare is complex, but it doesn't have to be. Whether you're planning to retire early or work past Medicare eligibility at age 65, give us a call. We can guide you through how and when to apply for Medicare. Go to CompareYourMedicare.com or call 952-465-0074 to schedule a consultation. CompareYourMedicare.com is part of the Minnesota Health Insurance Network of Agents.
I love my Toyota vehicles, so when it's time for me to get my service done, there's only one place I go, Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyotas inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with their Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check out their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hello, this is Ellie Krug with Ellie 2.0 Radio. Now, my show will be on Saturdays from 10 to 11 and replayed on Sundays from 1 to 2. You will get to the best of Ellie 2.0 with talking about idealism, with guests who come in and who are idealistic, who are trying to change the world, and you will get me, super idealist. Tune in. We can't wait to hear from you, and you'll hear from me Saturdays from 10 to 11.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Stein in about 14 minutes or so. So, last night, 4th of July, Independence Day celebrations going around. And as it usually does happen, there were some incidents with some fireworks. Now, I'm not going to say there were incidents in Minneapolis, because there were incidents everywhere. All right? I saw... While I was up north on vacation, I went out one night and was just doing the evening cruise in a boat and going around and, you know, looking at the neighbors. They're waving, we're waving back. And one of the cabins a few down from ours had a bunch of kids, and they were setting off fireworks. One of the kids was chasing after what looked to be his little brother with a firework of some magnitude. And that's kind of what kids did. And the parents were there. I did step in when my kids would chase after each other with, you know, pyrotechnics. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things. It's up to you. You know, I don't want to judge on how you raise your kids. But it did seem like a little dangerous. But here was a kid with some fireworks chasing after an innocent victim. And you know what conservatives call that? The crime of the century, a war zone. No, actually, they call that harmless fun. That's what they call it. That's what they call it. That is what they call it. I have been in small towns and watched kids firing bottle rockets off cars that are going down the street. Harmless fun. That's what they call it. I've seen kids, you know, throw, you know, M80s at each other. Harmless fun. That's what they call it. Unless there are two specific parameters that need to be added to it. One, black people had the fireworks. And two, it was Minneapolis. Because then that narrative changes dramatically. It's a war zone. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, for the record. Yeah, don't be a knucklehead with fireworks. I said this back in 2003, 20 years ago, when Ventura and Pawlenty and the Republicans were going to make this legal. And they said, it's going to be harmless fun. And people were saying, you know, you're going to have incidents with fireworks. It's like, you don't let it have fun. Pass the fireworks bill. And so we passed the fireworks bill. And lo and behold, who was correct once again? The Democrats. The DFL called it out, said it was a bad idea. You guys said, no, it's going to be fun. And you passed it. Now, You can say anything you like, but that's exactly what the argument was, where you're going to have people that are going to be reckless with fireworks. And thank God yesterday morning we had that torrential downpour come through the metro area like it did, because if not, my God, we would have had grass fires all over the place because of reckless firework use. So, it's bad. You shouldn't be chasing after police officers. You shouldn't be doing this stuff. But once again, there is a narrative here. And I even when I saw one right-wing media person not calling them fireworks, but calling them military-grade mortars. Come on. Military-grade mortars. I was in the military. I don't remember sparkles when we were shooting at the enemy. That's like, you got that guy, and boy, did you see how the streamers came down afterwards? That was delightful. Military grade mortars. Wow. That is, you are working. That's some heavy lifting to try to make black people look bad. I'm just going to let you know. From what I do not consider necessarily a right-wing news outlet, WCCO-TV, another chaotic 4th of July in Minneapolis near Boom Island. Once there was a scene of mayhem as officers respond to reports of people causing trouble and shooting off fireworks on the 4th of July. See, one of the WCCO photographers was close to getting hit by one, but is okay. So, once again, breaking news, nothing happened, everyone's okay. Fireworks were being fired off on the 4th of July. Because I can tell you, fireworks were being fired off in a lot of neighborhoods across this area. 1 year ago, obviously, Boom Island was the scene of a 4th of July shooting where 7 people were hurt. Shortly after 1:30 a.m., the TV cameraman captured at least a dozen officers from Minneapolis Park Police and the Minnesota State Patrol near Boom Island. The officers were using a bullhorn to tell several dozen people to clear the area, go home. The cameraman was interviewing someone who had watched the chaos unfold. Chaos! Unfold just seconds before the fire went off right next to them. Cops fighting and stuff. The people were throwing fireworks at cops and everything is crazy. Now, once again, I don't think you should be doing that. I don't. I think it's bad. You should not be doing it, police officers. You should not. But this is something that goes on everywhere, and there is a concerted effort to make this about black people in Minneapolis. That is an undeniable reality. Neighbor said she called the police. Groups didn't really go home. Some argued with police while others ignored orders altogether, continuing to launch fireworks. She said, it was scary, but, you know, they're covering their faces sometimes. You feel like you're in a different country. Okay, once again, 4th of July, fireworks going off. That never happens in the United States, ever, on the 4th of July. Okay. The area was, for the most part, quiet again at 2 a.m. Wait a second here. You went out there to chaos at 1:30 a.m., and we just wrapped up the war zone at 2? Oh, that's convenient. Oh, you know, sometimes those war zones, they can go on for years. Years, it's years. It's nice we had a closing time on this war zone. I mean, 2 o'clock, guys, all right. Time, we're done, going home. We're finished. Everyone, we're good? All right, done. That doesn't seem like, I mean, it's chaos and it's oh my God, the scenes of the humanity, the Hindenburg is burning as it crashes to the, oh, and we're done. Okay. All right. Now, I do want to point out there has been some interesting narratives in regards to what exactly was going on. I'll start with, and once again, this is, you know, it's kind of one of these things where they're doing this to sensationalize things. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to point to why this is a big problem here in a second. You have some people who are saying all the black kids in Minneapolis need to be arrested. And that's their tone, that all the black people in Minneapolis need to be arrested because this is unacceptable. In response to one of the right-wing news outlets that are pushing this, here is a response from a Scout Owen Shadow. Scout Owen Shadow. Once again, juveniles, in air quotes, time to start gunning them down. Some would complain, but most would silently approve. This is that you set off a bottle rocket that you should be shot in the head by this guy. This is one of these guys reading these right-wing news outlets, and these comments are not alone. It's dangerous because what you're going to get is you're going to get people who are going to go into the city, and they are going to go in there, and they're going to start shooting people with fireworks. And the argument's going to be from right-wing media, you know, sure, they had a bottle rocket, but they should have known better. They deserve to die for a legally purchased product that they bought thanks to Jesse Ventura and the Republicans 20 years ago. Now, we could point out that as right now the right wing is pushing really hard for the media to cover this story, as in chaos in the streets. So it wrapped up conveniently at 2 a.m. I mean, yeah, it's like I said, you know, on like, because the buses, you know, you got to get those buses. Last buses are going, and, you know, chaos ends. We could talk about the tragic loss of the three people on the Vermilion River down by Red Wing. That would, to me, seem to be a much bigger story. But if you just want to focus on this sort of thing, okay, fine. Authorities in southern Minnesota are investigating a shooting that sent four people to the hospital on Monday night. The news release issued Tuesday by the Martin County Sheriff's Office says deputies were dispatched to multiple calls involving shots being fired at a large gathering before 11:45 p.m. The call came from The call came from a large gathering on a residence in rural Truman, Minnesota. Very small town. Four people shot. Now, let's compare these two incidents for a quick sec, okay? Was anyone shot at Boom Island? Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it was not good that people were chasing people with fireworks and people were shooting fireworks at police officers. But I don't believe we had four people shot, did we? We didn't. We had some kids firing off fireworks very irresponsibly. Here in Truman, Minnesota, four people were shot. 18-year-old man, 18-year-old woman, 19-year-old man, and a 20-year-old man. One of them is in Mankato, one's in Rochester, the two other ones were released. That would seem to me to be an Independence Day holiday bigger story. But Matt, you're missing the point. They attack cops. Oh, okay, if that's your standard then, how about we go up to Ottertail County? Authorities say an Underwood, Minnesota woman stabbed two Ottertail County Sheriff's deputies as they tried to arrest her for felony drug arrest warrant. According to Ottertail County Sheriff's Office, on July 1st at 11:40 a.m., deputies executed a search warrant at a residence north of Underwood for a 63-year-old Nancy Ann Brimhall. But after getting the home, Brimhall confronted the deputies in the doorway with a large knife. Two deputies suffered minor knife wounds. Brimhall suffered a self-inflicted knife wound as she was to her right arm during the altercation. She was transported to Lake Regional Hospital in Fergus Falls for treatment before taken to Ottertail County. I would say this case is a far more dangerous situation for the police. A lunatic with a knife in Underwood, Minnesota. Both of those stories I just said, and not including the tragic loss of the three people that died in the Vermilion River, I would make an argument are much bigger stories. So when you hear people say, the only thing that matters is there were some black kids who were setting off fireworks on Boom Island. Understand, not ideal. But is that really the lead? Because once again, Republicans are pushing a narrative. A very distinct narrative. And the reality is there's plenty of news around that they're openly ignoring so that they can push their narrative. Because if they actually report on these things, guess what? Then all of a sudden a bunch of kids with some fireworks, like occurred everywhere in the state, all of a sudden does not have the provenance it did before. 952-946-6205. Jeff Stein, when we do return, it is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is having their annual sale. For the entire month of July, all of their indoor and outdoor fireplace products and accessories are at the lowest price of the year.
Did you know that now there's also a 30% federal tax credit when you install an efficient wood heating stove or fireplace? At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we can explain and show you the many options. We have the Twin Cities' widest selection of wood-burning stoves and fireplaces.
I love my wood stove. We enjoy the sense of well-being we get by cutting and splitting wood to warm our home. Wood is our choice, but you may have other choices at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Whether transforming an existing fireplace or adding something new, a clean-burning wood, gas, or electric fire can have you sitting pretty and cozy by the fire.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces at Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis or at woodlandstoves.com. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, since 1977, out of the ordinary products and services to make fire work for you.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? You really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
How does this sound? Doesn't this sound better? If you've decided to level your home and build new or to renovate, hire Better Futures Minnesota instead to take it apart by hand. Think before you scrap. Think of the energy and greenhouse gases saved when someone repurposes your old cabinets, fixtures, and lumber. Think of all the resources saved by diverting those building materials from the landfill. Better Futures Minnesota makes it happen for you. Hennepin County residents and public entities, funds are available to make the environmentally responsible alternative comparable to a typical demolition. For more information, check out betterfuturesminnesota.com. That's betterfuturesminnesota.com. Or call 612-351-8650. And don't forget to shop the Reuse Warehouse in Minneapolis.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 76. Tonight, clear with a low around 55. And Thursday, sunny with a high near 77. Eat Local Minnesota is a great way to find locally owned Minnesota restaurants and food purveyors. They feature high-quality food and unique eating experiences for your next meal. Some of those dining options include Crooner's Supper Club, the Great Wall Restaurant, and Nightingale. Find a full list of all those restaurants at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Jeff Stein's our national and presidential expert, noted author. You can find his books over at the Next Chapter Books, as well as also online at totallyiowa.com, the Iowa Business Report, the Iowa Politics Report. Come to us from KXEL in Cedar Falls, Waterloo, where Jeff is seated at today. And how was your Independence Day holiday?
I took a really well-deserved nap.
You did deserve a nap, dude. Man, you work way too hard.
And it was one of those... And it was kind of you to refer to it as Independence Day. We have a history on that conversation.
Yes, we do. And I saw our mutual friend Trent doing his usual, 20 post, how dare you?
I ignored all that. I was blissfully asleep. It was more of collapsing on the couch. But I hope you enjoyed your weeks away.
It was nice. I was able to get some downtime. And then, of course, hanging around the Twin Cities is fun, man. I mean, I got to the Twins game yesterday, went to the Guthrie Theater, caught Into the Woods over there. So do you have a minor league baseball team in your town?
We have junior league. But yes, there's the Waterloo Bucks. B-U-C-K-S, the Bucks. Fear the deer.
Oh, okay. Man. Are you able to? You do work hard. Are you able to get to any of the games?
No.
Oh.
No. But we also, this will be good, we are going to have a team in the Arena League. Right. Not the Arena Football League. That's different.
Okay.
This is called the Arena League.
What sport is it?
This is football.
It is football. Okay, so it is Arena League football. And it's going to be in Waterloo?
Yeah. That was the response of everybody else.
Des Moines is a little bit bigger. It's over there. They used to have the Barnstormers. Iowa Barnstormers were a fantastic team over there.
But they are in, there must be like five indoor football leagues because apparently four weren't enough.
Okay.
And Tim Brown, who is a Hall of Fame football player, Heisman Trophy winner, he's the commissioner, and they'll play next year. And last week, this is where I got out. This is what passes, Matt, for me getting out. I went to the Harley-Davidson dealership.
Okay.
Where the news conference was held.
Okay.
Where they announced the name of the team. And I got my free t-shirt with the logo.
What's the name of the team?
Thank you for playing along. It is called the Waterloo Woo.
Waterloo Woo?
W-O-O.
Okay, the why Waterloo did you not Woo. Go with the Napoleons? Seriously, the Waterloo Napoleons is phenomenal.
Of course. Just as good as back in the day, it should have been the Tennessee Tuxedos, not the Titans.
It should have been. Oh, gosh.
But you're gonna love this.
All right.
The Woo. All right. Are you able to type on a computer or on your phone and get the webpage?
All right. Okay. Let's see. Let me hold on here. Waterloo Woo, you say?
Woo.com. Yes.
L-O-O because, or L-O-U?
No, Waterloo, L-O-O, Woo, W-O-O.
W-O-O, yes.
How long did you live down here? You don't know that Waterloo?
Okay, so I'm looking for the team name, the team here. They have a team page. I don't see it.
You don't see a logo?
Well,
I see the logo. That's quite a look.
Okay.
Okay. It is an animal. They have not
oh
said
my
what
God.
Kind of animal.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
How would you describe it, gentlemen? I'll just let you describe it.
It's a wolf wearing a robe from the 70s with a mullet trying to drop a roofie in your drink, it looks like. So that would be my guess. Where are you at, Brett?
I was going to go from like an early 90s anti-drug cartoon character kind of
kind
of looking animal there.
Nice. They will not tell you what animal. It is an animal. So I don't know. Are we shape-shifting here? I have no idea.
That's a wolf.
But could be a coyote. We don't know. But why do you think it is wearing a robe with a blonde mullet?
I'm going to presume it's going to be to flashing people.
No. I don't want to get too deep into what you did on your vacation, but no.
Adult movies, you're saying? Okay.
No. How about the fact that the National Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame is two blocks away from my studio here in downtown Waterloo?
Okay.
Does that tip that the name is the Woo?
And it's the Ric Flair. It's Ric Flair.
It's Ric Flair.
Which now I actually have to question what his uniform, his outfit was like. Anyway, but no.
It was a robe. But this is what we were told, that there used to be trains that went through here. So what noise does a train make?
Woo woo.
And then you've got the wrestling. So you got Ric Flair, who apparently has no tie to Waterloo otherwise, to my knowledge. But that's the indoor. And not only did I go to a Harley-Davidson dealership, for this news conference, they had free pizza. That's my idea of a big time, my friend. That's what I did last week.
You know, did they know about Napoleon? Is that the problem here?
What would your shorthand of the nickname Napoleon's be?
Napass.
You can't do that. I don't think you can do that.
Well, what are you doing? You're stealing, you know, Ric Flair's image and everything here and trying to disguise with a train sound. Of course you're.
I'm quite well aware of that. But this is something, and Brett can weigh in. Look at how I just took over your shoulder. Let's just let Brett weigh in.
Okay.
There are a lot of people in your position. You are not one of them. There are a lot of people in your position who would take your afternoon drive major market radio program and keep thinking, I just got to go national. My goal is to be a national host. You don't care. You've got a good audience. You've got a good situation.
I love my city. I love my state. That's what I love.
Exactly, right? And you could do, but you don't need the aggravation. But I have found that you do have aspirations beyond this program.
Yes.
And it apparently, according to your Twitter feed, is to be the field manager of the Minnesota Twins.
Damn right I should be.
Because the way I read it, anybody could be and do a better job. At least that's according to the Matt McNeil Twitter account.
Have you watched Rocco's decisions on that Twins team?
So, I don't need to. I just follow along through you.
Well, is it the Dubuque Kierkegaards because the train makes the when it comes through town? There's a lot of more thought going into this than I think they need to be putting into this. I'm just gonna be honest with you.
Okay, the hockey team is the Dubuque Fighting Saints.
No, there's nothing. Well, they've just copied the St. Paul Saints. But it is a good name. I'm not gonna argue with that. It's a good name. Fighting Saints is a good name.
Well, and look at the makeup of the community.
Yeah.
It's a very Catholic community.
Very angry Catholics. Very angry Catholics. They get a little bit of that blood of Christ into them, and off they go. all right.
Let me tell you, folks, if he's not here tomorrow, it's because they said vacation was not enough. What he took off was not enough, and we need a few more months, maybe.
I'm a Christian boy. I know where I cross some lines. All right. Nice pun with the
phrase cross. But yeah, what number will you wear as the field general?
Oh, as the for the Woos?
No, for the Twins. I'm back. You're going to channel your inner Frank Quillacy, or how's this going to go? How's that for a reference?
68 next to the naughty place.
I think the listeners who are hearing the rebroadcast on Sunday morning are now horrified. So our work is done.
Amen. Okay, so speaking of horrified,
yes.
All right, let's go. Let's. We got a lot to get to here. We've had 2 weeks of this. You and I haven't missed this at all, though. But I mean, we got a lot. We got to touch. All right, Arizona. Now it and I don't think this was not a surprise to me when the story came on that Trump was basically pressuring Arizona to, we need you to find some votes. And now the special counsel is focusing. He's subpoenaed the Secretary of State in Arizona, other officials in Arizona. This is not going to go well. Now we got two states where Trump is on tape asking for votes to be invented to help him win.
Well, first of all, I'm glad you used part of your time off to work on your impersonation.
You did.
Well done. The other is that we hear that the special counsel now is directing attention at Rudy Giuliani and all of that, which is, again, tied in to what you're talking about.
Yep.
I don't know what to make of this, but it is not going to matter how many more times he's indicted. For some. Here's a case in point. Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake was the candidate for governor in Arizona. Iowa native. Candidate for governor in Arizona. Left TV to go run for governor. Claimed that the election was stolen from Trump in Arizona in 2020 and that the election was stolen from her for governor in 2022. Right? She has a new book out. I have her on the program to talk about the book. And I said something as neutral as I could be about, what confidence do you have that any improprieties from the past will be remedied in the future? And I got interrupted and heard a long list of all of the specifics. Okay. Mm-hmm. Things that if I repeated them to you, you would say, well, that was debunked. That was debunked. That was debunked.
Yes.
So, and I say this, I'm not disparaging her. She is a believer. And she lost an election and she's a believer. But there is that core. And it does not matter how many indictments may come.
No, I agree with that wholeheartedly.
But one of the things, I it just surprised me. You're flogging a book, and immediately you went right to the stolen election. You know,
might explain why her book is not selling very well at all, too. But you know,
I didn't even look. I didn't get a copy. I didn't read a copy. I don't know. I don't pay any attention to the stats. I just reread my books at home at night, and that's good. But one here's something I want to. I've been thinking about knowing that we would. Be reunited and it feels so good today. I don't buy the poll. Everything I just said, notwithstanding, Matt, I don't buy the polling that shows Trump ahead by like 90 points over DeSantis or the field. I don't think it's that wide a margin. And here's why. There are a lot of people who will answer a poll and say, oh yeah, absolutely. I was behind Trump twice. I'm behind him a third time for face saving. But remember, the Iowa caucus is a private straw poll on the Republican side. On the Democrat side, you raise your hand, you move from, you do the hokey pokey, the whole thing. Republicans write the name on a piece of paper and put it in a hat. I just wonder how many people who have been Trump supporters, who are vocally Trump supporters right now with friends and neighbors and pollsters, I wonder how many won't actually vote for him when the time comes.
I agree with you on everything there. Here's your problem for the Republicans is I just don't think it's enough to offset the fact that all Trump needs is 51% of the Republican Party to back him. And I think he's got that. I think he's got that. He's probably running. I would probably say around 60. And I agree with you on the numbers that it's not nearly as wide margin there. But I think especially as your favorite flavor gets disqualified in this process, will you jump to a DeSantis or you just shrug your shoulders and go to Trump?
Well, here's the thing, because it's an expectation game. How's the Republican field going to lay out? Start in Iowa, go to New Hampshire. It's the same four square dance as before. Then it's South Carolina, then it's Nevada. If Trump does not dominate by the numbers that polls showed, what's the narrative going to be? The narrative's going to be he is not as strong as had been thought. And that lack of expectation, meeting expectations, could harm him a week later in New Hampshire.
How much trouble, going back to the original thing here, though, really quick, how much trouble is he in Arizona? I mean, Georgia sounds like he's in big trouble there. From what you've seen in Arizona, does this also look like it's real big trouble for him there?
I think they're identical situations. And the difference is you've got a state, different state laws, different state rules, all the rest. And so it's hard to say how much trouble. Mm-hmm. I think, and we've talked about this, I think he's in trouble on the documents thing.
Oh, I think he's in big trouble on the documents thing.
Okay, and this is what we've said before, and I say to the people on the right side of the spectrum, I don't care what anybody else did. The fact is, if he got caught, I don't care if every other president, vice president, secretary of state, and head groundskeeper took documents, doesn't matter. You deal with the charge in front of you. And that's, you know, I've told you before, I thought the New York thing was kind of bogus. But boy, the documents thing is of concern. Mm-hmm. And these state situations are of concern. The weird part, and you saw Steve Cortez, who was a huge Trumpie, now he's a DeSantis guy, saying, yeah, you know, we're behind what we thought we would be because every time he gets indicted, the poll numbers go up, so we need more of your money. That was kind of an awkward Independence Day salvo by the DeSantis people, admitting mm-hmm. that they're falling behind in money because every time their chief rival gets indicted, how weird is this world? His popularity goes up, at least in the polls. And that's the part where I say, I think there's a little undercurrent.
Well, I think there's an undercurrent, and I think that it's not the majority, I mean, the overwhelming majority of the Republican. I think it's just enough of a majority to cause chaos for the Republicans. And I also say this reminder, just that when Trump says everyone else did it, that's him just trying to deflect and avoid the fact that he's the guilty party on this one. Let's take a break. We got four Supreme Court rulings we got to try to get through before we get to the end of the show. Jeff Stein joining us, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. We know dental anxiety and dental phobia are real. We'll take the time to get to know you and give you what you need to be comfortable at all times. We offer free nitrous oxide laughing gas and have high-tech options to help you feel calm and relaxed during your appointments. We'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call because we don't like to see anyone in pain. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950. I've been going to Chambaud Family Dentistry for years. They get me in last minute when I'm in pain and make regular checkups easy and comfortable.
Chamblot Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at chamblotfamilydentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. You've heard me talk about the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program. Now hear from someone who's actually done it, me. Our kid's car, the 2006 Toyota Sienna, served us well for 17 years, but it was finally time to say goodbye. The We Buy program is really simple. I gave them some basic information, we set up an appointment, and after a quick verification, they gave me an estimate and a check, and they made me a generous offer. It was that fast. See for yourself. Try the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program at RudyLutherToyota.com.
Don't drive too fast or you will miss Scott Jamama's Hot Barbecue. Scott Jamama's offers huge taste out of a little place. Located at 3 West Diamond Lake Road near the intersection of Nicollet Avenue and West Diamond Lake Road in Minneapolis, this tiny hole in the wall offers mouth-watering baby back ribs, grilled chicken, and half-pound pulled pork sandwiches. Don't forget to add the potato salad, spicy baked beans, twice-baked potatoes, and delicious desserts. Find their hours and full menu at scottjamamas.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Jeff Stein joining us for his usual weekly visit. Okay, Jeff, we got four Supreme Court rulings that I wanted to touch on. The first one, just really quickly, I don't think there needs to be much here. The 6-3 ruling against the North Carolina, I believe it was, who said that that the courts have no say in setting up electoral boundaries. And the court basically said, no, that's ludicrous, which averted a major crisis that was going to be on our hands. But needless to say, sanity ruled on that ruling at least. And, you know, basically it didn't become a free-for-all in the states.
we have separation of powers in three branches of government. Legislature passes a law, the judicial branch approves it, or says it's not constitutional. This is how it works, period.
Your legal advice. I want to go to the gay website. Now, and basically the ruling says that you can't force an artist to create art that they disagree with. And that's, you know, and that's kind of, you're going to boil it down to the basics. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing that's really interesting. The case that this woman brought, where two gay people asked her to design a website, doesn't seem to exist. One of the people is actually a straight man who's married in San Francisco and had no idea his name was even involved in this lawsuit until someone called him up and asked him his thoughts on it. The other person doesn't even seem to exist. And some, there have been some people who have been saying there is actually a legal precedent that you can go back and say the case that was brought to you was fraudulent because it was made up. And you, let's face it, you do not want to be like Nazi Germany, where you make up things going on and have a court rule that you can discriminate against people on made up things. So there is a way for us to do this. Do you think that there will be some sort of appeal on that one, that the fact that, okay, this case, which was the basis of this ruling, doesn't even exist, so it's non-existent?
Here's the problem I have with that. There was a case, and it went through appeals processes, plural, before it got to the U.S. Supreme Court. How does someone not move to dismiss for jurisdictional reasons at that point? I mean, how is it that this, I don't even see how you could get this far with a completely fabricated set of facts.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't. So this is what leads me to say, okay, I understand, you know, oh, well, am I in this case? I don't see how it got to that point, because this thing was covered over and over. Oral arguments were held. Everybody heard all about it. How is it that that's just now coming to light at this juncture?
I
just have a hard time.
Well, and apparently there was some allegations of deception, that the people that when the people that were taking the case to the Supreme Court were asked to provide the people, they said that they didn't want to come forward when they had never talked with them. That was something that in previous cases it was that. And that's what they're saying could be the basis of going to the Supreme Court, saying, well, they were dishonest from the beginning. There was no case here, and they implied it was. And so I don't know what the process would be, but it sounds like it's something that's actually happened before, that the Supreme Court has nullified a previous ruling because they found out that the facts of the case were made up.
You ask for rehearing, but the best way to get around it is to have a real cause of action with real people who have been aggrieved based on this ruling that then makes its way up, where you actually have the people showing harm because they could not get services because of their sexual orientation or the fact that they wanted to be married or whatever it is.
Joe Biden's plan to waive the student loan debt. Two things about that ruling. One, half that ruling is basically the six Supreme Court justices saying, we don't want you to do it. And that's the truth. If you go read that, there's, we don't feel like you should do this. The second thing is that in the law, the rules that basically he was invoking to do this, the term that they say that the president does have the right to do this is to waive the debt. It actually says he can do that. He waived the debt. That was the language he used. He was using this. He was using the procedure to do so. In the ruling, the Supreme Court never once addressed the fact that the rules that they were saying that he violated actually say under those rules that he indeed could waive that.
Well, okay, but who set up the rules? See, this is what they did. They set up rules for this specific situation, and that's what was being challenged, was the rules. The law talked about may alter. Well, alter is not the same as full waiver. However,
but he did say waive, though. He said alter was the term of the people that were challenging it. Waive was the term that he used, and that was within his legal precedent.
Well, I don't think it's that clear, but here's the thing. All they have to do is get Congress to pass it in an election year.
We'll see if that happens.
Big deal.
Go woo. Jeff Stein, we'll listen to him on the weekend. We'll take hour two coming up next.
Hi, this is Paul Metza, inviting you to listen to the Wall of Power Radio Hour every weekend on AM 950. We are on at 6 p.m. on Saturday. We feature artists, musicians, raconteurs, private detectives, and more. 6 p.m. Saturday night on AM 950. Wall of Power.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, weekdays at 5 p.m. On our show, you'll hear about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. Weekly correspondents like Dr. Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake update us with the latest news from Turtle Island. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are...
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm...